This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you are here. So, I'm not sure who gets this hour, but because we have market to get 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever you get. You might just get us on the weekends. Who knows? But let me tell you, it's going to be a fun hour. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here. You want to know why? Because you're going to learn a lot about leftists. You're going to learn a lot about liberalism. You're going to learn a lot about insanity. You're going to know how to avoid it. You're going to know who the carriers are. You'll spot them. And you're going to learn all that today in a very short amount of time. And you know them. You walk amongst them. You, for whatever reason, the left have not been able to penetrate your defense systems. You know, your, what do they call it? Your antibodies fight them off. But let me tell you, it isn't because that they will continue to try. They're like a virus that mutates. They look for ways to get inside of your brain and start eating it away. And they leave you with one brain cell and you become a Stepford wife. Everybody starts looking like Nancy Pelosi or a cross between Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. That's right. Idiots. That's what they are. You don't have to believe me. Let me tell you something about leftists. They are classless dolts. They get mad at me for telling them the truth about themselves. They listen to the program. Some of them are reformed, and they're sitting there going, you know, as much as I hate to hear this from Kevin, I'm glad I'm no longer one of them. I'm glad I'm no longer a leftist. And you know what? We're glad for you. You fought the law. And it was bogus law. It was the very same law that turned water cannons on black people and German shepherds. That's the law you fought. And you finally have gone to the side of righteousness. If you're listening to this program and you were ever a leftist, and I promise you they're out there, folks. They're out there in droves. So I'm glad you're here. Hey, if you want to call the program, 844, let me start over, 844-551-8255. So I am glad you're here. Let me give you an example of leftist, just the lunacy of the left. Okay, they tell us they want to work with us. They say, let's reach across the aisle. Let's all play together. You know, let's support the president when it was Barack Obama. And the minute the president becomes Donald Trump, these butt-hurt monkey bunch that cannot figure out what went wrong, they think, we're the majority, we had it all. You know what they were thinking? We had it all licked. It was in the bag. We had cheated. There was no way Donald Trump was supposed to win. And you figured it out, you good, solid, patriotic Americans. God bless you. God bless you. So the left is mad at you because you upended the apple cart. They didn't want Hillary, but they want what they want. They don't care. It wasn't about Hillary. It was about defeating you. See, a lot of people get that twisted. They think, oh, Kevin, they liked Hillary Clinton and all they want. They didn't give a crap about Hillary Clinton. All they cared about was beating you. And it wasn't because you're wrong. It's because that's what leftists do. Let's figure out something to be mad about, and let's go beat up those conservatives. You know what? They're so holier than thou. They think they know more. They think they're better. They think they're this or that. But you know what? They never say they think they're smarter. They call us dumb. See, they're the smart ones. They're the ones who picked the right people, and they picked Hillary, and you didn't. And you know what you did? You proved to them you were smarter than they are. And now they're mad. So they blame it on Trump. They blame it on the Russians. They blame it on anything that moves or breathes except Hillary Clinton and except themselves. Because you know what? You could take the intellect of all the leftists on the planet and put it in a thimble, and you'd have plenty of wiggle room. I promise you. You could do the disco. You could do some samba. I do the samba. I go to Rio. Yeah, you could do whatever you choose inside of that thimble because there would be room to spare. That's right. It would be a condo in New York or Tokyo. And so let me just say what these classy Democrats have done in the spirit of cooperation. And you've seen the left, folks. You know how they cooperate. When they win, everybody must cooperate. Be bipartisan. They want, and all the policies enacted, and they tell us it's for the greater good. It's to save the planet. It's to save the children. It's to save the baby whales and the spotted owls and grandmas and, you know, all these folks. This happened throughout all of Obama's tenure. Whenever Republicans disagree, the Democrats said, do you want to be considered racist? Why can't you just help? Why are you not? I sound like Maxine Waters right now. Why do you not want to just get on board and help the president out? Because the president, he is an amazing man. Did I mention that he was black? He is an amazing man. And though he has not an ounce of intellect, he is amazing because he is black. And you are white, and ergo, you are a racist. Now, in my accent, Maxine Waters. Woo! Let me get out of her body. Woo! Don't try that at home, folks. Don't try that at home. That was rough. But when the Democrats lose, folks, they riot. They burn stuff down. No justice, no peace. And all the while, Democrat leadership give their groupies room to destroy. Isn't that what Stephanie Rawlings Blake called it in Baltimore? We must give them room to destroy. And when y'all are finished and you have vented your frustrations, we will get to and seek justice for Freddie Gray. Seek justice for what? That's where they work. See, tantrums are how toddlers deal with defeat. You got kids. You got little cheerings. Do you have some cheerings? I'm going to go grandma on you. You got the little cheerings. Do you do what you do with them? Do you discipline them? Or do you let them do what they do? The answer is you don't, folks. You discipline, which is what you're supposed to do. So, I don't know if we have time to go on the story. Well, maybe we'll just wait for the next segment. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The Democrats, when they throw their tantrums, you're sitting there going, seriously? So we got that coming up. Marijuana, maybe we talk about that. The Russian narrative, the journalists behind the Comey memo, that may be a little, is that stale? I don't know, maybe we'll get into that a little bit in a bit. Comey's already testified under oath. I don't even know why we're doing this Russian thing. Comey's already said it. I didn't get any pressure. I cannot wait to get this dude under oath without the cloak of protection of Barack Obama and the FBI behind him. The FBI. Yeah. We got a lot. Man, I'm looking down the list of stuff y'all got for me, man. It's a lot of good stuff. Who are y'all and what have y'all done with my producers? I'm messing with you. Just messing with you. Just fooling about. Oh, man. Leftists are... you know what? I would tell you they're driving me crazy. They're not. That's not really true. They drive me... I have something that happens, but it isn't crazy. I don't go crazy over leftists. I have to care, right? But they do make me stay on my game. How about that? They keep me on my toes. So that's what they do. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back listening to Kevin Jackson.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Talking about leftists, the antics of the left, the people who claim that they're tolerant, they claim that they're peace-loving, they claim that it's kumbaya. Don't you dare turn your back on a leftist. They will kill you. They will take your wallet. They will kidnap your kids. They will bugger your kids if you let them keep your kids overnight. You better watch. You have to threaten leftists. You think y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not even joking for a second. A leftist is a person, you turn your back on them, they will kill. You let them know you won the lottery, they come sucking up, wanting your money. If you won't give it to them, they will kill you. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. You get a new car, they will set you up to carjack you. You want to sell your old car, they will come, take it for a joyride, get the keys, make a little key indention, come back and steal your car. They will do it all. They will come back and kill you for your car. If you go meet them at a location where nobody really knows each other, kind of a thing, like a parking lot somewhere, they will carjack you. They will come to your house, kick it in. They will brutalize you, your wife, your kids, your dog, you name. I'm just telling you what the left will do. They occupy our prisons. They occupy our jails. They fill up our courtrooms. They are the dope-smoking, stinkiest people on the planet. They get mad at me for telling the truth about themselves, but that's just truth. Now, I'm not telling you that there aren't a few of us, a handful of us, that do some of these things. Don't misunderstand me. Don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to say conservatives don't do bad things from time to time, but you show me bad on the conservatives, I'll show you bad exponentially for the left. Exponentially on steroids to the factorial of 50. You know what I'm saying? If you're a mathematician, you got that. So don't even talk to me about how bad these people are. Wearing their Obama shirts in the lineups, you know. Turn to the left. Turn to the right. Just destructive to a fault. Unhappy to their rotten cores. I don't blame them because nobody taught them how to go look for the joy of life. Somebody told them life was supposed to be easy. And so they are waiting on it. And let me tell you something. Even when you make it easy on them, they still got problems. You say, okay, here's the deal. We're going to give a family of four $60,000 to stay on your butts and stay on welfare, not do a thing, even though you can work. Even though your mom can work, your dad can work, y'all have kids, we're going to give you $60,000. But you're going to have to live here, go to these schools. Oh, man, why we got to live here and go to these schools? Because you're getting money for free. If I give you money for free, I can tell you where to live. All right? But they, oh, yeah, I'm just telling you. It's like my grandmother said. She could have two hands under each arm and be asking for bread. Yeah, be mad because she didn't get bread. That's the way the left is. That's how they treat you. They don't care. They don't respect anything. They don't hold anything that you give them. It's supposed to be. It isn't like they go, thank you so much for your charity. No. What else can I give? Why aren't you giving me this? Why is he get over there getting that? They look at everything else. They judge by everybody else's standards. They do. I'm just telling you, these are rotten people. And I want them to be mad. And call me up, you leftists, and I will read you yourself to a T. In fact, you'll think I'm psychic when I'm done with you. No, not psycho, psychic. You will think I'm psychic because I will tell you all about your rotten self. I'll tell you all the people you hurt. I'll tell you how you treat neighborhoods. You will say, I'm for the environment. Let me tell you, the majority of leftists, you know what they do? They throw trash right out of the windows of their car. Y'all think I'm kidding? They don't care. They live like pigs. They live in squalor. And the only thing that holds them to a standard is when you say we have a homeowners association or you must do this or you'll get evicted. And even then they don't care. And let me tell you, the lower they are on the economic ladder, the worse they get. They don't care about how they raise their kids. They don't care who they leave their kids with. I'm just across the board. They act like they care. They don't care. Go watch them. I've seen them in action. So we got the 2017 California Democratic Convention speech. The outgoing chairman, John Burton, led the crowd in an F Trump chant, complete with hand gestures. Did y'all hear about this? The entire crowd, including Democrat, and I use my finger quotes, leadership, shot President Trump the bird with both hands while chanting F Trump over and over again. Now, I want to stop right there and ask you, what do you think these suckers would be saying if we did that to Barack Obama? Have you ever, in anything that we've ever done, seen anything close to that? Have you heard of that? Because I haven't. And I'll tell you something else. As much as I despise that skinny Kenyan, I wouldn't be a part of that. I would be on a microphone saying, stop it. We don't do that. That's for the left. I'll fight them as dirty as they want to fight when it comes to policy. But when it comes to just going after somebody for their character, just for no reason, I'm not going to do that. You want to say screw Obamacare? You want to say screw their foreign policy or whatever? I get it. You want to say screw him or screw his family and to hell with his kids or whatever? I draw the line. And so do most of you. But the left have no lines to draw. In fact, the leadership there participated, did it. Got it started, instigated it. The AP confirmed this inglorious display of temper tantrum that because these leftists have no skills. I don't, look, I almost I would feel sorry for them if it was it's their own fault. They just think they're so smart. Anyway, in a sign of the vigor of the party's distaste for the president, outgoing party chair John Burton, longtime Democrat lawmaker, power broker, known for his blunt and profane manner, extended two middle fingers in the air as the crowd cheered and joined him. F. Donald Trump, he said. Since 2009, this knucklehead, this knuckle-dragging Neanderthal, John Burton, has led the California Democrat Party. Prior to that, he was in the California House of Representatives. And this is how he leads his leftist loser base. Oh, it's all in good fun, right? What they were just fooling about. They were having a good time at Trump's expense. These people are pathetic. It's what they are. Look, Trump doesn't need me to protect him. I don't know what he'll do, how he'll respond, but I'm just telling you, I hope he has minions out there fighting for him in California, maybe getting some bad pictures on old John Burton or something. I don't know what to do, but I wouldn't let this go by lightly. But there's a picture from the event. Nancy Pelosi, you know who she is, right? Yeah, Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, they're laughing so hard they wipe away tears, standing near Burton in the midst of his F. Trump chant. They're wiping away tears, laughing so loud. You think they'd be laughing if we were doing that to Barack Obama? Do you think that these people that call themselves respect the office and all this, do you think they care? Do you even think that they've given 2 seconds of thought to the great things that this man has done for the country? Selfless. Losing money. Now, I don't know if this is still true, but a while back he was $1 billion down. So, you just roll tape of Nancy Pelosi lecturing President Trump for not being presidential or even being fit for the office of the presidency. How low and how despicable can you get? So let me tell you something. For the Republicans, don't give these people anything. Don't offer them an olive branch. If they reach across the aisle, pull out your machete and chop their hand off and tell them, hey, my name was Muhammad and I thought you were stealing from me. Do whatever it takes, but don't listen to them. Or you can do what Trump does. Carry on with your agenda. Stay focused on your goals and dismiss these fools.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping. There's a lot of things being pimped out there. You, I hate to say it, but you are. Don't feel bad. Your neighbor is too. Yeah, go check your bureau. There's a little cash that's been left there for the government. They took all of yours, but they left you a little bit. I mean, think about it. The government does this. You go out, you work, you make $500. The government shows up at the house, looks at you like, you know, like it's their house. Then they have their way with you, rummage through your wallet or your purse, see that you made $500 that day, and then they go, and they throw $25 on the dresser and say, I'll see you tomorrow. That's pretty bad. God, it feels that way. Government, stop it. Why are you not coming mess with me? But it feels that way. It feels that way on April 15th. It feels that way on tax. They call it Tax Freedom Day, which is now in October. That's when you start making money for yourself. It's crazy. That's when it feels that way. And then you look at all the things. Look at the things like Vice. How much money can you make on Vice? The government says, hey, I tell you what. We will let you be a prostitute if you pay your taxes. Think about it. If you went out on your own and you went, you know what? I'm a little low in cash today. I'm going to go make some money with my body. And the government goes, oh, no, you won't. You will go to jail for that, young lady or young man. You'll go to jail. But they go, but here's the thing. If you move to Nevada and you get a license and you pay us our booty, then you can give the booty away. It's up to you then. But make sure we get our money. And you know what they tell you it's about? It's about public safety. It's about public safety. We don't want disease floating around out there from these, you know, people that don't know what to do with their bodies. Because Lord knows, teaching kids, you know, about condoms in the second grade hasn't done enough. So that's the way they do it. In the spirit of public safety, they're going to do that. You know what we need? We need an app. We need a prostitute app like Uber. And if anybody wants to hook up, you say, here's the app, and you make money off of it, and you go, the government comes in and goes, you're running a prostitution ring. No, 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 I have an app. I just let people meet up, you know, and work it out with Uber, where Uber can drive your prostitutes around. Now, I'm just saying, because the government, all I'm getting at, and you guys know I'm telling the truth, if you let the government tax your body, they will let you be a prostitute in certain places. And I'll make you a bet. If you said, look, I don't see anything wrong with people wanting to do what they do with their, because women say, it's my body. I do what I want. They talk about a woman's right to choose. But you never hear a woman's right to choose with respect to prostitution, do you? Admit it. I'm breaking you. I'm absolutely blowing your mind right now. You never hear that. Why don't you have planned prostitution right next to Planned Parenthood? Why not? If women want a right to choose, shouldn't they have a right to choose what they do with their body elsewhere? I mean, it's already happening at the club. What's up, girl? You know, so let her choose. Let her, planned prostitution is right by Planned Parenthood. Or for all intents and purposes, make them one organization. Because what ends up happening anyway, the girl ends up getting pregnant, and bada bing, bada boom, you already got the ready to give the ready-made abortion. And then sell the baby parts. It's all right there, the factory. So leftists will indulge you if you'll give them money. Marijuana. Marijuana's illegal. Oh, but you know what? If we make it legal, we can pay our bills. Legalize it. Cities, ask yourself this. What could you do in the city? You know, how would these cities that have legalized marijuana, take that out, take that revenue out? They're failures. So they'll let you have your vice. Gambling. You used to only be able to gamble in Vegas, the same place, by the way, you could do prostitution. And now gambling's practically everywhere. Why? Because cities have figured out, if we fuel these vices, create these Sodom and Gomorrahs, well then guess what? We can pay our bills at least for a little while. So they've given you the lottery. They've given you paramutual gambling. They've given you gambling in the casinos. And soon they're giving you dope. They're going to give you prostitute. Pretty soon you won't even need. Why bother to marry and get kids? Man, you got it all right there, baby. You got it all right there. So here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about legalized marijuana and what it did for a resort town. Yeah. You ever seen the before and after pictures of a chick on crank? That's meth. You ever seen those? Holy mother of Janet Reno's feet. Let's just say it's not pretty, okay? It's not pretty. The left may call drugs a victimless crime. However, that depends on how you define victims. See, drugs rarely impact only the druggie. They make it appear that way, but that's not true. In fact, drugs leave many victims in their wake, mostly family, but it could be friends too. Everybody suffers with a drug addict. The same thing happens to people on drugs can actually happen to towns on drugs. So, for example, Durango, Colorado. I don't know if you've ever been to Durango. But the name itself conjures up an image of the Old West, right? The picturesque vistas with cattle grazing in the background, you know. I think of city slickers when I think of Durango. And for a guy by the name of Martin Marinsek has seen a transformation in this mountain resort town known as Durango, because from his sidewalk vantage point of an outdoor equipment store in downtown Durango, he sees it firsthand. He witnesses what's going on in Durango, that nobody, it was with the law of unintended consequences. See, Durango was once a vibrant, upscale community, dotted with luxury hotels. It was truly the quintessential resort town. But the town transformed, and it did so very quickly. And you have to know where it's located. It's up northern part of Colorado. It's got a couple of border states where people come in. And they, you know what they come into Colorado to get? They come into Colorado to get the drugs. See, the state of Colorado says, come get our weed. And that's what people do. People will alter their trips to drive through Colorado to get weed. And you know what the police told me? They said, Kevin, we just look for out-of-town license plates. And we kind of have a profile of people that, you know, we think are coming. And you pull them over, and sure enough, they're, you know, bringing back weed. Anyway, Durango transformed. Scenic town is now overrun by panhandlers. Yep, beggars. These people, folks, didn't come out of nowhere. They are a direct result of the legalization of marijuana. As I called it earlier, the law of unintended consequences, the law of liberalism. We need to give it a name, you know, like the Peter Principle or something like that. The liberal principle, the leftist principle, call it whatever you want. But it is what happens when leftists do a policy without giving any thought to this stuff whatsoever. So leftists unknowingly transformed Durango. The town has suddenly become a haven for recreational pot users. And according to town officials and business owners, Durango now draws in transients, panhandlers, and a large number of homeless drug addicts as they invade from New Mexico and Arizona and even as far as New York. Legalized marijuana has drawn a lot of kids here from other states, and the impact has not all been good, said Marinsek, the guy who's 58. He's holding a sign asking for help. And what was likely never imagined, folks, by the residents of Durango, one can see several people holding these cardboard signs, and they line the streets of the town. Now, most of the panhandlers beg for food, spare change, but get this. Some of these vagrants actually ask you specifically for marijuana. I can tell you, I've seen lots of signs out there. I've been in big cities, will work for food, got any food, clever stuff like don't want food, gonna go get a beer. But I've never had anybody say, you got any dope? You got any marijuana? Kayla Preston's a store manager in a gift shop and a former street entertainer. He said the homeless panhandler issue in Durango has gotten out of hand since the state legalized marijuana. And he says this, just this year there's been a major influx of people between 20 and 30 who just hang out on the streets. He says the problem is while many are pretty mellow, there are many more, by the way, who are violent. So now he kicks vagrants out who perch themselves in front of his store. He says most of these kids are here from out of state, and I would say it has a lot to do with the legalized marijuana. Where there are drugs, folks. And the store owners notice another thing, the uptick in crime. Drug addicts, crime of choice has become shoplift. Shoplifting is a major problem in the city, and the business owners are at the limit. They know this is a gateway crime. I talked about this the other day. The last thing a town built on tourism needs is a reputation for drugs and crime. He also said he noticed an uptick in crime in the area, but you get what you get. Unbelievable. So the city's business improvement district held a meeting to review the results of a survey created by local businesses on how to address panhandling, and they don't have a solution. The quality of life has worsened in Durango because of marijuana. Simple as that.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People cover story is going inside the Obama's new life post-White House and revealing what the former First Lady and President really think about the current Trump administration. In the issue out Friday, the Obama's inner circle described their reaction as, quote, shock and awe. And two friends who spoke to Obama tell People that he described his election night conversation with Trump as him saying, quote, he's nothing but a BSer. And another friend close to Obama says, quote, Barack's deeply concerned with what he's seen, but he's also optimistic and heartened that citizens aren't just watching it happen, but engaging with elected representatives at town halls.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What does Barack Obama really think of Donald Trump? You know what's funny? I told you guys, I said there's no way this transition from Obama to Trump will be smooth. He's too petty. He has too much to hide. He had, unlike Donald Trump, who, you know, had he lost, he would have been just like, well, whatever. You know, when he won, he made up with Ted Cruz. He made up with Dr. Carson. He made up with all these different people. He talked about the Chinese. There's new best friend. Barack Obama, there's no way. You would think Barack Obama would try to be the big guy, right? He always acted like he was the more smoother, polished guy. Trump is making this guy look like a chump. It's Trump versus the chump. That's what it is. And Barack Obama's got the nerve to say that Donald Trump is a BSer. I want you to think about that for just a second. Donald Trump's a BSer. Barack Obama never reported the right statistics on the economy. He never gave us the right GDP. He doesn't tell us what the real our credit rating. I mean, we know it's bad. It's worse than what he says. He pretends that our foreign policy is good. He has lied about every deal he's ever negotiated, from Iran to going up forward with NAFTA, the Chinese free trade deal, Obamacare, you name it. And he says Donald Trump's a BSer. If Barack Obama were more full of crap, he'd have to be a dung beetle. The man used racism and his stupid name to convince people that he could be president. Those were his credentials. I'm black, I have a funny name, and you know what? If you'll let me at it, I will promote progressive ideas that will get this country, that will take you over the cliff. But it was really racism and his stupid name. I'm black and I have a funny name. And this is, of course, after he admitted, I'm not prepared to be president. I'm not worthy. I don't have the background. I don't know what to do. And I tell you guys all the time, I will never forget the moment where when Barack Obama looked, when he was like, you know what? I'm going to win this. And I looked at an event or something. And I watched him, let me tell you, I know people. I watched him and I went, that dude is so scared he can't even see straight. Now the reality hit him. I'm going to win this thing. And I don't know what to do. I'm not prepared. I have to start faking. And did he ever? And let me tell you, the left was all, man, they were ready for it. They knew we got to back this man up with everything fake in the book. But why let reality stop him when leftists were ready for their light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect? I mean, why let the idea that you actually have to be good at something to be president get in the way of history? No greater BSer has occupied the Oval Office than Barack Obama. And as we recently reported, his idol in college was none other than Donald Trump. If only Donald Trump had not decided to become president, to pursue that little dream, the little train he could, perhaps he could still curry favor with America's biggest mistake, its biggest failure. But according to people, the thrill is gone for Obama when it comes to Donald Trump. The self-made billionaire now has achieved BSer status with baby black Jesus. Yeah, he's a BSer. He can't bring those jobs back to Indianapolis with Carrier. Oops, he did. Oh, well, he can't keep those jobs from Ford from moving offshore. Yeah, he did, Barack. Well, he's still not well liked. I'm still likable. I'm still black. I still got a funny name. Everybody, y'all remember my name, right? I'm Barack. Beavis and Butthead. Cool, even keeled, no drama. Barack Obama is one of the few people in the country who hasn't publicly opined on the tweets and turmoil wrought by President Trump. And so a persistent question to those close to the former president is this. What does Obama really think of the man who occupies the Oval Office? And he says he's nothing but a BSer. That's what he told two friends early last November, describing an election night phone call with Trump, in which the businessman suddenly professed his respect and admiration for Obama after years of hectoring him. Well, see, let me explain something. Trump was being magnanimous. He was saying, you know what? We were in a battle. You were against me. So I heckled you. I did a few things. But I'm going to be magnanimous. I'm going to let you go. Same thing he did with Hillary Clinton. You know what, Hillary? You fought hard. I'll give you that. You fought hard. I'm going to leave you alone. All you got to do is disappear. You disappear. I don't bother you. You don't bother. You let me do my job. I'll do my thing. You do your thing. Everybody's good. Go make your money. Stay out of prison. Stay out of jail. We're all good. But he didn't. They didn't do that. No siree, Bob. Now they want to fight. They've organized against Donald Trump. Yeah. They ask Obamas how they're adjusting to life outside of the White House. And the two friends that quoted Obama's blunt assessment of Trump. And he says, well, it hasn't gotten any better. Why would it get any better? What would make Barack Obama think that things are going to get better for him? I mean, he's got a $60 million deal. Book deal. He spoke for $3 million at a speech, $400,000 for one before that. He's got the money. But let me tell you what Barack Obama doesn't have. He doesn't have a solid legacy. It's being picked apart. It's like a rabbit that ran into a pack of dingoes, and it's being ripped apart, and it's going to be a meal. And you know what? Nobody's ever going to know the rabbit existed. And Barack Obama knows that. But he wants that legacy. He wants people to remember him in a fond way. That's why he's going to hang around. And the more he hangs around, the more his legacy will fail on him. Because of President Trump, Obama has been exposed as a fraud. And this doesn't sit well with Obama or the people who prop him up. Yeah. People Magazine's article went on to say this. He's deeply concerned with what he's seen. But he's also optimistic and hardened that citizens aren't just watching it happen, but engaging with neighbors and elected representatives at town hall. If these morons believe that there's some undercurrent of, we hate Trump and we want him, they are lying to themselves. They are as delusional as when they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. Sure, these are the very same people who voted, or didn't, for Hillary. So who are the real BSers here? Are they the people that want to continue to convince you and me, hey guys, Trump's a failure. So what? He's bringing all those jobs and he can name them. So what? Industry is a buzz on the fact that they can now invest and bring money back from offshore and the tax rate's going down and they're going to start looking at bringing real jobs into America, jobs that are high paying. So what? Donald Trump is going on a world tour right now as we speak, and he's talking to Saudis and Middle Easterners, and he's telling them, we're going to be tough on terror, and either you're with us or you're against us, and if you're against us, you're going to have a tough road to go. He's working on trade deals with Mexico, with China, with Canada, with all these countries, and saying, you're going to play ball the way with our economy the way you should have been playing for a long time. You're not going to devalue our currency. The dollar is going to remain strong, and America is going to be great again, and if you come along with us, we're going to make you great again. Yeah, who's the real BSer? During 2016, Obama called a man he idolized in college unfit, woefully unprepared, and unacceptable. Did anything change? Trump was even wealthier and a Hollywood celebrity by the time Barack Obama was running for president. What changed? The only thing that changed was one guy became better at BSing and the other guy got better at doing his job as a capitalist and even added to his resume. So it's easy to see why Barack Obama would no longer idolize Donald Trump. I mean, look at this. Obama didn't like one thing about Trump at first when he'd stopped being, you know, idolizing him, and it was because Trump declared as a Republican. If Trump were a Democrat, Obama would be begging to stay at Mar-a-Lago and to pal around with this billionaire. But post-election, Obama has to fear Donald Trump. And I've written extensively too, about the difference between these two. And it's immense. It's intense and it's immense. Trump taking over for Obama is like transferring from an intern to a C-level executive. Obama knows what's at stake, folks. It is his dying legacy. And from his declaration that Trump couldn't save jobs at Carrier without a magic wand, to his landmark health care theft, Trump is peeing on the grave of the Obama administration, and they hate it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.